Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf lamed vav, and we're holding roughly a third from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Dina Mominis Hatmeyas Vataharis. What is this Gemara about? You'll recall we had a long list of differences between Dina Mominis and Dina Nefashis. We go back to the Mishnah for one short moment on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah said towards the end of the Mishnah, third wide line on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Dina Mominis, Hatmeis Vataharis, Matzchila Min HaGodor. You have a Bezdin, you ask the Rosh Bezdin, what is your opinion? And then you ask the others on the tribunal. I Dina Nefashis, Matzchila Min HaTzad. Min HaTzad means that you don't start from the Godel, you start from one of the secondary rabbis. The reason why you do that is because there's a fear that if you're going to ask the Godel, once he is going to express his opinion, everybody would automatically just nod their heads and say, we agree, even though they may have thought otherwise. But once the Godel has spoken, how can they go and be, in a sense, like michutzofim, and not just follow what the Godel says? So if the Godel says, l'choiva, nobody will say l'schus, and will be aftzuris. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's the reason why you start in atzat. So now the Gemara tells us a story. Omer Rav, Rav tells us, Ano have the minyona debe Rebbe, uminoi didi have mischali bereisha. We're talking about a case of Dini Mominis, where we learned in the Mishnah that you're supposed to start min hagodoyl, and Rav says, I was once minyon debe Rebbe. In other words, that there was a bezin that was assembled, and I was asked to join that minyon, that bezin, and when it came time to go and ask for people's opinions, they ask mine first. Obviously, Rav was much younger than Rebbe, because Rebbe was Rabbeinu HaKodesh, the one that was Masada the Mishnayis. Rav is in that transition period between Tanoim and Amayroim. And therefore, Rav was one of the youngest, if not the youngest, on this rabbinical tribunal. And Minoy Didi, and they asked his opinion first. What do you think about this Tvar Alocha? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, we talk about Dina Mominis, you start from the most preeminent, you start from the Godel. If Rebbe was on that Bezin L'Moshel, then Rebbe should have been the first one to go and express his opinion. Not Rav. Everything more. Omer Rav b'rei d'rov v'isemer Rav Hillel b'rei d'rav Valis. Very unusual name, and because this name is so unusual, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, we're going to bring a second memra, also b'shem, Rabba b'rei d'rov v'isema Reb Hillel b'rei d'rav Valis. We'll see in another moment. Shani minyan d'rei Rebbe, d'kulu moninayhu min atzad havin mischali. The Bezin of Rebbe was different, in the sense that Rebbe was a tremendous onov, a very, very humble individual. The Gemara says at the end of Masechet Soita, Mishmeis Rebbe, Botlo Anova. So Rav Yosef says, Al Toimikus de Ikano. Very famous Gemara. Anyway, we see at the end of that Gemara that Rebbe was a tremendous Baal Anivus. That being the case, any time and every time there was a Bezin of Rebbe, they always started Min Hatzad, never from the most preeminent, because Rebbe didn't want to be known as the Rosh Bezin. He wanted to maintain a very low profile, if you will. So Shani Minyan of Rebbe, the Kulu Menanyayu, every time that they put together a Minyan, in other words, a Bezdin, Minatzad of Mishnah, they always started Minatzad, and that's why they started from Rav. And another member of the Omer Rabba, Berei de Rav, Yisem Reb Hill, Berei de Rav Valis, for those of you that are unsure, is there such a Berei de Rav Valis? That's a very interesting name. So there's in fact a Rashi that addresses this. Rashi, two lines below, Berei de Rav Valis, that was his name. What's the test over here? Kach Shemoy. His name was Reb Valis. Regular Valis. So what did he say? Mi Mois Moshe V'yad Rebbe. Since we talked about Rebbe, we're talking about the greatness of Rebbe. Now the Gemara is going to enumerate several individuals that were considered to be extremely unique in their time and over time. Mi Mois Moshe V'yad Rebbe from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rebbe Le'matzinu Toira U'gedula B'mokim Echad. We never find Torah and Gedula together in one individual. Torah, we know what that means. What means Gedula? So Rashi says that means political power, Malchus. If you look at the Rashi, B'mokim Echad, basically parallel to our Gemara, one line lower down. Terosan ugdulosan shall Yisrael be Adam Echad. Shein kemoise b'chol Yisrael b'toira ubigdula. Kigoy moise shall Yigodul al kol Yisrael b'malchus ubetoira. V'chein Rebbe b'nesius ubetoira. So someone that should have not only a great, great Talmud Chacham, the greatest Talmud Chacham in that door, and at the same time to have Malchus or Nesius, political power, very, very rare that the two should be combined in one individual. So from Moshe to Rebbe, we never found it. In other words, by Moshe and by Rebbe, but nobody in between. That doesn't sound right. Well, have Yeshua, after all, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and Yeshua became now the new Gadol Hador, and he was the Melech in the sense that he was now the Manig of Klal Yisrael, so we have Torah Gedulah Malkum Echad. Says Yemura, have the Elozer. You have Elozer ben Aharon ben Pinchas ben Aharon HaKoyim. What does it say about Elozer? So Trashi, Chaveri B'Toyro, he was his Chaven Toyro, in other words, on the same level, his colleague. But they have a Malkum Echad. You cannot say about Yeshua that he was exclusive, the greatest Torah giant in that generation, and he was also Melech, because in terms of Torah, he had a competitor, not a competitor, but someone on the same Madrega, so he wasn't the Poisek Ador, the Godlata. Zorchimora will have a Pinchas. After both Yeshua and Elozer passed away, then Pinchas took over. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Harnakoyim. He said before, Elozer ben Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Harnakoyim. So when Pinchas was now the survivor, Rashi says, Mishamesu Yeshua Velozer. Now he became Torah Gedulah Malkum Echad. So Kimona had the Zakenim. There was a Zakenim at that time. Who was the Zakenim? Rashi says, Kigoyin Osniel, that's Osniel ben Kenaz. You'll know he was the first Shoifet. And then Rashi says, the Ivtsan Uboyaz. The Ivtsan Uboyaz, that's a little bit curious, right, because Chazal say that Ivtsan Uboyaz was the same individual. So in fact, there is a correction on the side in Ois Yud. Here says Marshal Shehu Boyaz, Ibsen Shehu Boyaz. I would not have thought that Pinchas and Boyaz overlapped each other, but apparently they did. And so therefore, Pinchas was not the only central Talmudic figure of his day and age, but rather he had, if you will, others like Osniel ben Kenaz and Boyaz. Pray to Mar Bahab Shol, Shol HaMelech. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and at the same time, Shol HaMelech was the king. Everybody wanted to have a Shmuel. Shmuel had a lot of political power, and he was a great Talmud Chacham, and he overlapped Shol as we know, so therefore Shol wasn't the only one. Shmuel passed away before Shol, so after Shmuel's passing, now Shol is the singular leader, both B'Toyra U'Gdula of Klal Yisrael. We're talking about from the beginning of his Malchus, when he started becoming the Manig Yisrael, then until the end of his Hanhog, until the end of his Malchus, he was the singular Torah Gedulah Malkum Echad. And since Shol was king already prior to Shmuel going and, I don't want to get into history. Shol was king. Shmuel, part of the time of Shol's Malchus, was similar to Shol in Torah and Gedulah. So even though Shmuel ultimately passed away, even though from this point on Shol was the singular Torah Gedulah Malkum Echad, nevertheless, from the beginning of his Malchus, that wasn't the case because Shmuel was overlapping him and he was similar in Torah Gedulah. Frankly, more about Havadavu, what about Davin HaMelech? So Shmuel has an Ira HaYeiri. Who's Ira HaYeiri? So Rashi brings him in Sechtes Moed Cotton that Ira HaYeiri was one of the Rebbes of Davin HaMelech, and Davin HaMelech would sit nicely in front of him, together with many other hundreds, if not thousands, of Talmidim by Ira HaYeiri, and that David looked upon Ira HaYeiri as being his Rebbe. So that being the case, so he was at least as great as David was in Torah, so it wasn't that David was the singular, exclusive Torah Dumulukach. Frank Mabanach Nafshei, Ira HaYeiri passed away before David HaMelech, so from that point on, David HaMelech was now the singular, both Torah Gedulah Malkum Echad, the Markul Shani coming, like we said before, that from the time that David started off, he wasn't at that time the Torah Gedulah Malkum Echad, because Ira HaYeiri was his competitor. After he passed away, that's not Kulei Shani, looking at the entire time that he was the Manig Yisrael. Frey Timo Vahav Shloim, Vahav Shloim HaMelech, Vahav Shemi Ben Geira, Shimon Gera was a competitor. Says Rashi, he godel hoya. And in fact, Rashi brings from Tanakh that Shimon Gera once came out to David HaMelech with 1,000 talmidim and followers. So Shimon Gera, tremendous talmid chacham, and therefore Shlomo HaMelech was not the singular. Frank him over Katle. We know that Shlomo HaMelech killed Shimon Gera. So Timura, Kolishan and Kamrinan, but from the time that Shlomo HaMelech became Melech, at that time Shimon ben Gera was already competing with him in terms of Torah. Therefore, even though subsequently after Shimon ben Gera was killed, Shlomo HaMelech was then the singular, but it wasn't during the entire period of his malchus. What about Hoya Ava Chizkia? Gemara Ava Shevna. You recall about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, yeah, Gemara, we had that Shevna was even greater than Chizkia. Chizkia had 110,000 talmidim, and Shevna had 130,000 talmidim. And Shevna was a bad guy.
He was a traitor.
He was a traitor, and he sent a message. He sent them with an arrow message to Sancheiriv that we want to go and make shalom. And so he says, okay, come on in. And so Shevna came. And then the guards closed, not the guards, the gates closed right after Shevna left Yerushalayim into the place where Sancheiriv was. To the Machne of Sancheiriv. And he says, where are all the other guys? I don't know what happened to them. Oh, so you were lying to me. And he immediately had him killed. He schlepped him by these Zanvei Susim.
Holes in his ankles.
Exactly right. They're not very pleasant. Gemara asks, if Shemna was such a great Talmud Chacham, then how come he had this terrible fall? Gemara says, because Baal Hanoh. So tremendous Baal Hanoh. Remember, we had two Pshatim in the Rashi. One Pshat in the Rashi was that he was Oisik in Mishkav Zucha. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so Nachum over Iktil, after all, he was killed during the period of Chizkiah, so after he died, Chizkiah now was the exclusive Torah Dilma Kmecha. Again, Kulishani Kamrinan, we always measure from the beginning of the Malchus, not from the time after that person passed away. What about Rabbi Ezra? Rabbi Nechemya ben Chachalia, who obviously was on a similar madriga as Ezra. What about Rabbi Afani Oimer? I would add the Mimois Rebbe Ad Rabashi, in other words, until now we focused on the first half, a Moishevad Rebbe, and now the Gemara quoted the question, what about all of these great Gedolei Yisrael in between Moshe and Rebbe? So Rav Ad Barhava says, okay, we concluded until Rebbe, let's continue. Afani Oimer Mimois Rebbe Ad Rabashi. From the times of Rebbe until Rabashi, we didn't find anyone that was that great Gadol B'Torah would do it together. Pray to Mavaloi, for Havahuna Bar Nasa, what about Huna Bar Nasa, who was considered to be very great in the times of Rav Ashi? He was not only great in Torah, Toises brings here on the side, from the Gemara in Zvachim, show you Korv L'Malchus, Toises is smack in the middle, Yiskayim Bei V'Hoyim L'Lochem O'Naich. So we're talking about that he was great not only in Torah, but also was Korv L'Malchus. So apparently he had a lot of political power as well. And for the Gemara, you're right, but Huna Bar Nosson make if had the kayif lay the Rav Ashi. Huna Bar Nosson would go and subjugate himself to Rav Ashi. In other words, he took Rav Ashi upon him as his Rebbe. So that being the case, again, now Rav Ashi becomes the exclusive Rebbe to Malkam Echad, even though Huna Bar Nosson was comparable. Okay, now let's get back to the second half of this distinction in the Mishnah. Until now we spoke about, at least at the outset of this Gemara, that we got into this Rav Hill Bereid Rav Valis. We said that, says in the Mishnah, that when it comes to Dinim Mominis, Maschilim and Hagodol, so we asked, what about Rav? And then the Gemara answered that in the times of Rebbe was such an onav that they always started from Minatzad, even by Dinim Mominis. But now
Dinim Mominis. Why with Dinim Mominis also, why wouldn't they be intimidated if the greatest Rav there gave
a very good answer? The answer is, they're the repercussions, the ramifications are not dramatic.
It'll start the discussion.
Understood. But worst comes to worst, then the wrong person is being held guilty and has to pay money. Here we're talking about chas v'shalom killing somebody. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, but nevertheless, wouldn't it be a good idea to go always start minatzad? So apparently what the Gemara is telling us is that by din ha'mominis, you go and have kavod ha'Torah. The one, the Reish Bezin, he goes first because he's the towering Talmud Chacham, and then we ask the others. But by the nefashis, this unfortunately could have dangerous consequences. So there, we say minatzad. Frank, immediately, where do you take this from? And the word Riv in the Torah is written without a Yud, and therefore we can read it as Vesana al Rav, Rav meaning the Rish Bezdin, don't go and answer after Rav has spoken. Once the Rav, in this case the Godel, has spoken, all of us are powerless to go against him. So that's why, don't ask him first, ask him last. Rabbi Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mehoch, I have another pasuk, Vyem Adobad Anoshev, Chigru Ish Escharboi V'Yachru Ish Escharboi V'Yachgar Gam David Escharboi. That David said, we are now going to have to decide the fate of Novel HaKarmeli. Novel HaKarmeli, the Torah tells us, was a Moed B'Malchus. Therefore, we have to be Dan him. So when it says David said Anoshev, he's referring to the other Dayanim, and he said, let's get together, and everybody should go and take his cherev. Here the cherev, l'choira, what the Gemara means to say by the cherev, because ultimately we're going to need it, because of the fact that he was married by Malchus, he will have to die. So therefore he says, get ready your weapon, so to speak. So it's a little bit poetic, we don't mean literally the cherev, what he means is, we have to get ready for the Din Torah. V'yachgeru ish eschab, and everybody took his cherev, and only at the end did David HaMelech take his cherev. David HaMelech should have taken his cherev first. The reason is because in deciding whether or not Novel HaKameli deserves to be killed, then it's always Maschilin Min Hatzad, and therefore David HaMelech will be the last one to be consulted on this issue. That being the case, that's why David took his cherev at the very end.
The Marba Malchus, the king, doesn't need to deliberate.
But that's a very good question. Look at the last choices, not the last choices, one before the last choices, ask that question. However, in other places, that's your question, right? So I am the Toises, Shekoyach, Brother Shai, for bringing up that issue. By the way, there could be another pshat also in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Chigru Ish Eschar, by take your cherub, because ultimately this word of Malchus will be killed. However, there's another Gemara that we had earlier that all the Dayanim, when they're sitting on the Bezdin, especially if it's for Din Nefashis, they should have in mind
swords suspended over their heads.
Or not mamish over the heads, but over the Yerechai. They should have cherub by Yerechai. Where did we have this? We had it earlier on in our Mishnah. And in fact, it was also talking about David HaMelech. And he said, Shishin Giboyrim Savavla, I Giboyre Yisrael. Kula Machuzi Cherev. So let's try to find that Gemara. Sorry. Oh, it's the bottom of Vav, I'm sorry, bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, beginning of Zayin Amud Beis, all the way in Zayin Amud Aleph, last two lines. Zayin Amud Aleph, V'omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yoinesen, L'oilam Yira Dayin Atzmoi, K'ilu Cherem Munachas Loi Ben Yirei Choysa. When a Dayin is being done, Din in the Fascist, this is heavy duty stuff, he should feel as if there's a cherub in Yerei Choysa between his thighs. The can of Pesuch Alayim Mitachtav, Shenemetz in the Pasuk, Hine Mitosh Shalel Shalel Shalimai, Shishim Giboyrim Savav Lami Gober Yisrael, Kulam Achuzei Cherev, Malum Ni Melchome Ish Charbay Al Yereichem Mepachet Balelois, Mipakta Shal Gehenem Shadoyim El Alayim. So the top Rashi says, Mitosh Shalel Shalimai, Shechene Shal Mokayim, Shishim Giboyrim, Tamir Chachamim, Shishim Lav Davka, because we're talking about a case of a Sanhedrin where you'd have 70 or 71. So therefore, the word 60 is Lav Davka. Or it could be that's referring to a Bezin of 23, and 60 is an exaggeration. But either way, sorry?
Isn't this referring to Krishma? No. 16 and
we say it in Krishma at night. Krishma, but this Pasuk is referring, in this Chazal, it's referring to Paschal and Shabbos. Go back to Yom Adam. Olam Yira Dayan Atzmoi. Dayan doesn't mean that he's wearing his pajamas. He's wearing Dayan, he's sitting on the tribunal. This is heavy duty stuff. This is not anything to take lightly and realize that there's a cherub there and there's a gehenim there if you pass it incorrectly and you do the wrong thing. Anyway, so what do I see from that pasuk and that chazal? That when the Talmid Chum get together on a Bezdin, they bring a rai from a posik that you're ish harbi al yereichoi, they have to be achuzi cherev. So cherev is not only referring to, like the case of Novel HaKarmeli, where he's going to be killed, al tzmoyed b'malchus, but it's also referring in general to dinei toira of dinei nefashis. You have to gird yourself with swords and realize that this is heavy duty stuff, this is not any child's play. We're talking about lives. and you got to be very, very concerned. Anyway. So I remember, I may have repeated this story in the past, that when the Novominsk Rebbe Zatzal was the Rosh Hashiva of Breuers in Washington Heights, every once in a while he would be called by Rav Breuer and Rav Schwab, Zichron Livracha, to go and join a Beis Din for purposes of a Beis Din. So he would be the third one. And he said that you looked at Rav Schwab and you looked at Rav Breuer, Alei Mashalim, and he said, you felt on a Beis Din like this, that Kim Nitza Badas Keil, this is really serious business. This is not any type of child's play, that they took upon themselves that full enormity of the of what the Yonim are supposed to be like and what a Beis Din is supposed to be like. You know, he felt like, I don't remember all the expression, but it sounded like as if you're walking into the Kodesh, like Kodesh Kadoshim, he has that the holiness of these Rabbanim being Danist in Torah was something extraordinary and full of awe. Anyway, so that's what comes out over here. You have David HaMelech and all of these with they're carrying their cherev for purposes of being Danist in Torah. And we continue on. Omer Rav. Shoyna Odom L'Talmideh V'don Imar B'din Nefashas. Rav is saying something over here which is very, very extraordinary. A big chiddush. You have a Din Torah. From the Loshon HaGemar, it sounds like the Din Torah is already in progress. And one of the Dayanim on the bench, on the tribunal, has a Talmud. And he says to the Talmud, I want you to know these are the issues that are being discussed, both the Heter and the Isser, or both the Chiyuv and the Schus. I want you to realize all of this. And he teaches him, and he tells him what the issues are. And then the Talmud comes out like the Rebbe in his Psak. The Rebbe said, these are the 10 issues, 5 the Schus, 5 the Chayva, and I feel that the answer is the Schus or the Chayva. The Talmud listens, and he nods, says, Rav, you can go and include him now on the tribunal, and now you have two votes in favor of the way that Rabbi wanted to go and paskin. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi right before the white lines. Shoyin Odom LeTalmidai, Umar LePonim LeSchus ULeChayve. He explains to him, Shoyin teaches him, and Mar LePonim, he goes and explains to him both the arguments for and against, for acquittal and for conviction. Betoichadin, whilst the Din Torah is ongoing, v'don imoy, v'nimne imoy, and ultimately he can be included oy l'schus oy l'choyve as a second vote. Umatan adin al pi atalmid ki echem and adayonim, and now you can go and add him as if he's one of the dayonim. So now this, what the Rashi says and what the Gemara says is fine. The question is, if we already have 23 on the panel, what is he going to do? He's going to go and include him as number 24. So maybe it's talking about that the panel hasn't been set yet, but this Dayan knew the arguments. That would be difficult because you only hear the arguments after the panel is set up.
Unless it's deadlocked and they're adding.
Oh, it does. Maybe it's deadlocked and you have 12 against 11. 12 against 11, l'choiva, and that's not enough to go in paskin. So we have to moisif him, we have to moisif Dayanim. So they took from the Talmidim because they had a shuras of Talmidim, one or two or three shuras of Talmidim in front of the bezin. So they chose one of those, and one of the Dayanim said to the one of Talmidim, let me explain to you all of the issues that have been discussed. Maybe some of it went over your head, so to speak. And now he goes through everything, and now that Talmud says, yo, Rebbe, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. I vote together with you. And then he can, in fact, vote just like the Rebbe.
What's that for this?
Rav says nothing. What's the Isser involved?
Yep.
What's ahead?
Before the end, usually judged together in court, it's give and take. Here before, prior to the Masamatan, he's already telling this Talmud how to judge.
No, so assuming that this is a case like we just discussed, that we're Moisev Dayanim because of the fact that the court seems to be deadlocked, that it's 12 against 11.
They've already been present for the deliberations then.
Right, so they've been present, and now the Rebbe is explaining, so they're now taking two of the Talmidim and adding them to the court, and one of the Dayanim takes his Talmud to the side and says, let me explain to you all the issues, X, Y, and Z. And then the Talmud says, well, based on what you've told me, I think the answer is L'mashal L'chayv, or L'schus. And the Rebbe says, that's exactly what I had in mind. And therefore, then that Rebbe would bring them aboard and bring another vote in favor, just like that Dayan had decided until now. Now he has a second vote. That's why the Rashi says, Matan Hadin al Pi Atonement, Ke'echman Adiyonim. Like he's one of the other diyanim.
And it sounds like in Israel they have the judicial reform problem where the judiciary picks their own hevra to be sit them on the court. It sounds a little
out of the car.
They want to stand on now.
Aha. Okay, but we're not done yet. Really, Rav says you can go and bring a Talmud aboard and now have a second vote, so to speak. Why didn't we learn hatarivatameis ha'av ubenoy horav talmidoy moinim lehem shnayim? When you're talking about Tumah v'Tahara, then a father and son, or a Rav and Talmud, could be together on the panel of three, even though, obviously, they're Kroivim, and Kroivim are possible to be Dayanim together. However, explains Rashi, if you're talking about Tumah v'Tahara, Tumah v'Tahara doesn't even need a Bezin of three. If you have a Shiloh, but somebody is Tumah v'Tahara, you go over to your Rav, you go to your Dayan, and you ask him, what do you think? You don't need to have a Bezin of three. Our Masechta begins Dini Mamanis Bishloisha. It doesn't say Dini Taharis or Tumeis Bishloisha. So, if nevertheless this person or these people decided we would like to have a Bezin of three, Nu Gezin Tahai, put together a Bezin of three, but of those three, Avu Benoi, Rabbi Talmida, because there are really no requirements vis a vis Bezin, she won't have three, but Avu Benoi, Rabbi Talmida is also good. Moilem Shnaim, and you consider them two out of the three votes, and have a third die. That's fine. What about normal bati dinim, normal cases? Dinim mominis, dinim lefoshes, dinim makis, kiddush achoidish, ibershana, then avu benoi, rabbi talmidoi, ey moin lehen ele echad. If you had the avu benoi, rabbi talmidoi, you only have one vote, because otherwise, kroivim apostle to be dayanim. Okay, so they can both sit together. That's how you would learn Parsha Pshat, they would sit together, but they only have one vote. Rashi, however, brings on the bottom that, in fact, the end of that Mishnah, that Braisa, if you look at the last few words of Rashi, the Sefer the Braisa, that's a Braisa Mishkan Mishnah, Le'yesha B'tzidoi, Rafila Shoisik, Eliyamid V'hoilechlai. The two could be there initially, when they're hearing all of this discussion, the Momenes, the Nevoshes, etc., but ultimately, when it comes to, I guess, either deliberations or the time for verdict, one of them has to stand up and
accuse themselves.
Exactly. Aha. Uh-huh. So, Masa, so what does it say over here? That when you have a Rav Talmidoi, Ein Moin Lehen El Echad. There's no Kroivim, there's no Kurveshaft between a Rav Talmidoi. It's just a Rav Talmidoi. Automatically, the Talmud, we assume, is going to go and follow the lead of his rabbi. So, therefore, Ein Moin Lehen El Echad. And Rav just said, no, that you can go and include a Talmud, and he has his own independent voice, and you have a second vote. It's Zeh Shver on Rav. And you can't say Rav is talking about only Din Mominis or only Din Nefashis. The Braisa talks about both Din Mominis, Din Nefashis, and all the rest. Rav is Talmidoi, Eimon Levarachon. Everything Gemara, Kika Omer Rav, what Rav was speaking about, he wasn't speaking about just any Talmud. He's talking about Kigoyin Rav Kanav, Rav Asi. Ooh, these are great giants. To the Gamre, the Rav Avetzrichi, or the Svori, the Rav, Lo Yavetzrichi. When they needed to go and pass in a shayla on the Din Torah, they needed the Gomrei Derav. Gomrei Derav means they needed the background education, where Rav is taking his sources from. They needed to know which Mishnayos, which Tosefta, which Braisos, which Gemaras, etc., etc. So that they needed from Rav. However, once they had that basic source information, source material, from then on, they were able to go and build on that based on their own svaras. If you look at the top Rashi, Kikom Rav, the Talmid and Nimna, Le'omer el Kigoyin Rav Kanav Rav Asi, the Legamrei Havitzrichi. What did that mean? L'mashe Shomei Rabbi. They had to hear from Rav what Rav learned from his Rebbe and from his Rebbe. You know that they needed the Mesoida, they needed the Mishnayos, they needed the Gemaras. Avle Svorei Limtzei Rayis. Once I have all the basic sources, from that point on, Rav Kahana Rav Asi said, Rav Shkoyach, from here on, we're going to go and develop our own thought process, and then they would go and prove Rayas back and forth, and Liashav Tamim, they would do their own very intensive analysis of all of the sources. Therefore, Einetzrichim, for that, they didn't need Rav anymore. Hilka Gavra Vapinav Shehu. Therefore, he's considered to be his own independent Gavra. The Imishim Gemara, the Shama Minei. Are you going to tell me he's still subservient to Rav because of the Gemara they learned from him. Then all of the Dayanim and Gans Klal Yisrael were all subservient to Moshe Rabbeinu that taught us the Torah. The Ein Elu Tamim Havanas Liboy, the Neimim Hoise Chachmosa Bipi Rav Acher Havoimet Tamacher. Since what we're talking about is their own Tamim, their own Havanas Alev, not the Havanas Alev that they're inheriting or that they're getting from Rav. As far as they said, Rav, you told us the Gemaras, you told us the sources, we'll take it from here. The Ein Elu Tamim and Havanas Liboy, they're not taking the Havana of Rav, they're taking just the sources. That being the case, the Neimah, because if you would take Havanas Liboy, the Neimah, Hoisach HaMasir, Rav Acher, if they would have learned not by Rav, they would learn by Shmuel, Havi Oimet Tamacher. No, no, no. It's good that they learned for Rav. Rav was the great source of all Torah at that time, so that would be the best place to get the fountain of wisdom. They would go and draw from that, but from that point on, they would go and develop the halacha on their own. So that's that very exceptional case. But normally, if it's a regular Talmud who listens to Rebbe hook, line, and sinker, not only in terms of the sources, but also the analysis and the approach and all the rest, then that would only count as one and not two. Very good. Amr Bavo, Asorah Devorim Yesh Bein Dinim Mominus Ladin Nefashis. In our Mishnah, we enumerated 10 halachas where there's a difference between dinim mominus v'din nefashis. The kulan ein noihagin b'shor haniskol chutz mi esrim u'shloisha. What's the Gemara focusing on now? The focus of the Gemara is on shor haniskol. Is shor haniskol, that is, does it have a status of dinim mominus, or does it have a status of dinim nefashis?
Or both, effectively.
Okay, but we have in our Mishnah 10 differences. We're going to look at the 10 differences in a moment. Are we going to say that the Shor HaNiskol, you should go and categorize as Dina Mominis, or do you categorize it as Dina Nefashis?
We had it already that you have to have the Gambal of Yumas. It's the equivalent of the Baal.
And therefore, how much do you have to
23.
Have? 23. That's what the Gemara says. The Kulan and the Hagim Shor HaNiskol chutz mi esem mushloisha. This halach of 23, you're absolutely right, that applies to Shor HaNiskol. However, none of the other differences enumerated in our Mishnah.
I see.
Why not? Immediately we'll see in a moment. But before we continue on, let's take a quick look at our Mishnah to see whether in fact there are 10 Devarim or not. The reason why we're doing that is because the Gemara will focus on that shortly. So, we're back to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yisrael, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And we're going to start from the third line. And everybody's going to count together. Ma bein dinim mominus l'din nefashis. What are the differences? So we start off. Dinim mominus b'shloisha, dinim nefashis b'esem b'shloisha. That's one difference, right? This is 3:23. Difference number one. Dinim mominus poischen bein l'schus bein l'choiva. L'dinim nefashis poischen l'schus bein poischen l'choiva. That's number two. Dinim mominus matan api echad bein l'schus bein l'choiva. Majority of one. L'dinim nefashis matan api echad. So that's number three. Dinim mominus machzirin bein l'schus bein l'choiva. Dinim nefashis machzirin l'schus bein machzirin l'choiva. That's number four. Dinim mominus hakol melamden l'schus v'choiva. Hakol means either talmidim or the edim, like we have in the Gemara. Dinim nefashis hakol melamden l'schus bein hakol melamden choiva. So that was number five. Dinim mominus hamelamed choiva melamed l'schus v'melamed l'schus melamed choiva. Din in the farshas, Hamalamet Choyv and Malamet Chus, Hamalamet Chus, and Yochel Lachzer Ulamet Choyv. That's number six. Din in Momin is done by Yoyim and Goyim Balayla. Din in the farshas is done by Yoyim, then Goyim by Yoyim. That was number seven. Din in Momin is Goyim and Boy by Yoyim, Bain the Chus, Bain the Choyv. Din in the farshas, Goyim and Boy by Yoyim, the Chus, Ubiyam Shal Akrov, the Choyv. That's number eight. Thichachin Dun, the Bear Shav, the Bear Jat. Din in Momin is Atuiz, but the Aris, Maskilim and Agod, and the farshas, Maskilim and Atsad. That's number nine. Finally, Hakol Kshenim Lovin Dinim Mominus. Everybody can be a Dayan, even a Ger and a Mamzer. Vein Hakol Kshenim Lovin Dinim Mominus. A Bezin of 23. No, we exclude Ger and Mamzer. We'll see more and more about that later. Elke Hanul Dinim Yisrael Mamzer Lekuna only Miuchasim of Klaiso. So we have 10 all together. Remember that the first one was the Chilik of the 3 and the 23. And the final Chilik of our Mishnah was that for Dina Nefashis, you have to have Miuchasim, while for Dina Mominus, you can have anybody that's Jewish. We'll talk about that momentarily. Back to our Gemara now Lamedvav Amid Beis. So therefore, Rabbi Vov said on the third line, if we went through our mission, we saw that we enumerated 10 dvarim, 10 chilukim, yesh bein din mamzer din nefashos. The kulan ein lehang v'shor niskal. None of these 10 apply to shor haniskal because shor haniskal is considered to be mamanis, like mamanis, except for the very first one, chutz b'yasem u'shleish. What's the reason for the Yasu Mishloisha? You heard from Barry already a couple of minutes ago, because in the first Mishnah, back on Dav Beis, we learned it says in the Pasuk, Hashor Yisokel, Vigam Ba'olam Yumas, Kimisis Hashor, Kimisis Abalam, Kachmisis Hashor, just like Mises Abalam, Yi 23, Mises Hashor is also 20, but that's the only halacha with Shor and Nisko is like Din Nefashis, otherwise, Din Nefashis. We don't want to really, would you take it from? Ravach Bar Papa, Diyam Akra. Loisata mishpat evyoimcha berivoy. Loisata, don't go and favor a majority when you're talking about mishpat evyoimcha berivoy. Evyoim, of course, being a poor person, but we mean the person himself. Mishpat evyoimcha I ata mata. When it comes to mishpat evyoim, you cannot be mata. Meaning that if it's chas v'shalom l'choiva, you cannot be mata l'ro'a based on one. You have to have at least two, which was one of the chalukim of these 10 that we had in our Mishnah. And that was halacha that we learned back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the first Mishnah, that since you have two psukim, one pasuk says, Loisia achirabim lirois, and then you have another pasuk, achirabim lahatois. Gemara said, lechoiva, you have to have two. These are the last three lines of Beis Amud Aleph. Loisia achirabim lirois, shemi anisha eya imohem, Litoiva, and therefore imkei lomenemer achiram lahatayz lekatioska litoiva tioska lera tioska litoiva alpi echad tioska lera alpi shnayim. Oh, so we know that there's a din by din and nefashos. If you want chas v'shalom matel lera, you have to have two. And our pasuk that the Gemara is quoting now is now repeating that leisata mishpat evyoin chaberivoy based on one, do not be matel lera. It's got to be two. Why does the pasuk repeat it? It comes to tell you. When you talk about mishpat evyoincha, the individual, yatamata, then you have to have two. Avatamata, mishpat shoshor anisko. But if instead of the mishpat evyon himself, if he owned the shor, or if somebody else owns the shor, there is no din of being mata after two. If it's l'choyve, even after one, you can go and be mata l'ra and kill the shor anisko.
Evyoncha sounds like we're talking about a mumanos thing, because it would be true even for an usher.
I hear you, but the Masi Gemara doesn't learn it that way. See, if you look at the Rashi, Leisata, Leisata l'ro'a al pi echad, avamata l'choiva din ashar al pi echad. And as you know, this din of Leisata l'ro'a, that's referring only to din nefashis, because right. Din of mumanos is by three, all the time, but doesn't he have two against one? There's no problem. Nobody says, ah, oh, you have to have either unanimous or have to have a majority of two. So this is only by the din of, and presumably the Gemara knows that that's the case, because Lisata, since we already learned enough days, when can you be mata, when can you not be mata, that's only by din nefashis, based on two or based on one. Ah, so if you have a mishpat, if you have a rivoy, then you cannot be mata based on one, you have to have two, and that's what Rashi said, Lisata, Ram, Pierachad, you have to have two. But that's only the avion himself, but not the shor. Shor niskel, even one is sufficient. So Lamais, at this point, I have now two psukim. One pasuk that equates the shor haniskel to din nefashis. That's the 23 pasuk. That's the kemisa bal kachmisa shor. And now I have another pasuk that says when it comes to imata two or one, then the shor haniskel is just like din mamonis. Now the question is, what about all those other differences in our Mishnah? Says Rashi, since I have to choose, so to speak, which one I'm going to go and categorize the shor haniskel, am I going to say, well, since I see the Gabi 23 is a din nefashis, so all the dinners should be din nefashis, with the exception of being mata l'ra, because I have a pasuk leisata. Or do I say the other way around, that just like leisata l'ra, we say that has a din of din imamidis, therefore all the halachas should be din imamidis, with the exception of the 23. So how do you go and slide in our shor haniskel dafke into the leisata formulation and say that typically it's always dinim amenis? Why don't I say it's like the case of the 23, that it's typically dinim nefashis? So Rashi says a very nice, simple swara, balbatish swara, continuing on in that same Rashi of Leisata. Umihachad gomi, from this pasuk of leisat mishpat evyoin chabarivoy, gomi lekulu malis to lenehigi, that none of the malis that we have enumerated in the Mishnah, the differences between din mamaris and din nefashis, none of them apply. Chutz michav gila. Why? Umistaber. The hekish lehachi asi, that the hekish that we have, kamisis habal and kamisis ashar, is referring to ikar hadin utchilasai, the very beginning of the din Torah, before we even sit down in Beis Din. How many do you need on the panel? Oh, kamisis habal, kamisis ashar, you need 23. That's the ikar din utchilasai. Avakulu, all the others that we enumerated in our Mishnah, Avakulu Einach, all the others, Lahatzala Asi. Each one of them is trying to be Matzu. And that's why we always go and start off. Oh, we start off Leschus, don't start off Lechoyt. We're going to be Matzu Leschus, and not Lechoyt. And you're going to be Machzu Leschus. Well, we're talking about Matzu Legabi Hatoyah. And we just don't forget it. Also, Legabi Machzu to go and bring back in Leschus, and not Lechoyt. And a guy that wants to change his mind, he can go and change Leschus, and not Lechoyt. All of those things are because of the Shaftu Eidah, V'hitzilu Eidah, we want to be matzil him. So therefore we have all of these rules and regulations that apply to the nefashis to try the best to get the guy to be acquitted, to be innocent. But that's by a person. Why should I worry about a shara mu'ed? Mutav l'kayim by, instead of being m'kayim v'hitzilu Eidah, let's go be m'kayim uvi'at harami kirbecha. Get this shara niskal out of here. Remember, we're not talking about a shara tam. We're talking about that this is a confirmed dangerous shor. This shor has already chas v'sholom been mazik or killed 3 times or more. Obviously, if we're talking about killing the shor, we're talking about that he killed 3 times. And we're not talking about killing 3 animals, we're talking about killing 3 people, cholila. It's a dangerous shor. Don't try to find defenses, don't try to find reasons to acquit. Rather, uviyar tera, the best thing is to get rid of this animal. So therefore, if I have to go and categorize the shor nisko, Dina Mamas, Dina Farshis, I'd rather throw him into the Dina Mamas and learn from the Leisat, the Mishpat Evyon Chabarivai, the Mishpat Evyon Chiyata Matzah, and all those other Chumris in our Mishnah that we try to be Matzah, Avalat Matzah, Mishpat Shor Niskol, with only one, and with all those other Kulis that apply to Dina Mamas. With this, we concluded that Shtikola, and now we go back to the Bavo, who began Asara Dvarim Yesh. Asara, there are 10 in our Mishnah. Kotesa, but there are only 9. And before you have a chance to even breathe, the Gemara says, what are you talking about 9? We counted it up ourselves. Oh, Asara, there are 10. What are you telling me there are 9? What's your kash? I'll explain to you. The very first one, where we distinguish between the 3 and the 23. And the very final one, that when it comes to dina mominus, even mamzerim, when it comes to talking about dina fascist, it has to be davka miyuchasim. Those are really one and the same. Why they considered to be one and the same? Because says Rashi, hotishahava, v'hoder parkinan, and then the Gemara immediately answers ad kafkin on the kasha. For you to not masir shnei ten. Don't tell me they're 9. They're 10. I counted it. The omer hai the kashulan. You know why the Gemara asked the Tesav that there are only 9? Mishum Deina Kol Kshay. The Asma Shloisha Chodidi. Why they considered to be 1? The my time a mamzer posel midin in a foshes. Mishum De Beina Chov Gimel. The Highness and Hedri. Uba Sanhedri said the Nase Itcha. We learn from that Bedoimim Loch, which means Miuchasim Kemoicha, that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said we're going to pick now those 70 Zakenim, to the exclusion, remember, of Eldar and Medan, we discussed that back in the Gemara a week ago, 10 days ago. So, all of those, what's the lashon of the Nosu Itcha, or Nosu Itach, I should say, Nosu Itach means that they are going to carry Klal Yisrael just like you, the Doimim Lach, Miyuchasim Kamoicha, just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Miyuchas, you're not Chas Shalom Mamzer, you're not a Ger, you're part of Einik Lech Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov, and therefore, they have to be just like you. Oh, so that is these two halachas, therefore, are one and the same. They merge. That since we need a Sanhedrin of 23, not a Sanhedrin Gedoyla, a Sanhedrin Tana, but you need 23. And they have to be a Nosso Itach, they have to be Bedoyman Loch. So that's why the first halacha in the Mishnah is 23. The last halacha is that they all have to be Miuchasim, and they cannot be Lamoshel Mamdeh. So that's why we have all 9 altogether. But Rebbe Avohu said that they're 10. What do we do now with that 10th? Says the Gemara, we have another halacha, ha'ikach riti, signed within the Braisa. Ema Shima Sanhedrin, Zokin, Besoris umish ein lebanim. We don't put on the Sanhedrin someone that doesn't have rachmanis like a father or mother have for a child. What's the svara? Rashi says zokin sheshochach kvar tzar yidlbanim. He already, all of his children are already out of his home. He's already an older individual. And probably when the Einiklach or kids come around, he shishes them all the time. You're making agaridi, you're making so much noise. He kind of gets agitated. I'm sure you can feel for that when you see sometimes older people, little kids around, that they too often don't mix and match that easily. So, shochach bar tagil banu, ve'ina rachmani. And therefore he doesn't have that same rachmanis like he had when he had little children. And the same thing is Mishain Leban. So all of these three happen to be in the same category. Don't put them on the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, the marshal of the 23 that is being done, Dina Nefashis. Each one of them has to have a soft heart for the person that's, for the accused, and not have a hard heart of someone that Chas V'Shalom has no children or already is beyond the children's stage that doesn't have Rachmanis on the Yiddish kingdom. So that's halacha number 10. Of course, that only applies to din nefashis and not to din mamonis. Yehuda Moisef af achzori. Same thing applies to anybody that's an achzor, who's a cruel type of individual. Again, don't put him on a bezin of the Sanhedrin of 23.
How do you measure if someone is or is not achzori? Is there any no say kelim on that? I mean, how do you? That's a very interesting quality to be able to say this person's an achzor. Very few say an achzor. But how do you, the Gemara is using the term, what's the way to measure that?
How do you measure a zakin? The zakin starts at 50, 60, 70, 80.
Somebody's forgetful.
If they're forgetful, then he shouldn't be a bezin. He shouldn't be a president
either. Correct. The zakin is someone who's not showing compassion. I mean, basically, someone's shushing the kids when they're playing in shul, they're in Kriyas HaTorah, and it's like, in a harsh way, in a severe way.
Maybe even give him pech. Anyway, on the Zokin, there definitely is Noisa Kalim, because they saw the article has a bunch of sources that talk about what's the age of the Zokin, or how to determine the Zokin. I don't remember if there's anything now. Sorry. Apparently a person who's cruel, that's pretty straightforward. But yeah, you'd have to look it up to see if there's any mafashim. And that only applies to a regular individual. However, if we're being done a mesis, v'chilufein b'mesis, then you can go and throw into the bed.
Everybody.
All the yachzorim in the world. No problem. Rachmona omer l'sachmos chasalov. No rachmonis for a mesis.
Arshu says, it disqualifies anyone who is known to lack compassion.
So that's now that Barry's asking, what does it mean known? How do you judge that?
Right. You can have right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, is this person a cruel guy or not? Maybe he's only an 8.
Exactly.
Okay. So the Dina Mamris. So
Maybe there's some guidance in the order of this of the discussion in the Gemara, where it talks about one should be a father first, should have children.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, again, you talk about compassion to raising children, having children, maybe that's a key point leading to someone who's cruel or doesn't have compassion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm not saying it's the only way to judge, because there are cruel fathers also, but it seems to be a key component.
Uh-huh. You see, from the Tanakhama, he talks about the presence or the absence of young children. Very good. Shkoyach Shlomo. Anyway, continuing more, the Gemara says, "Vayitakol kshein lodon dinim mamonis." Everybody is kosher on your mamz. Hakol siyamai. Who's the hakoil? I'm reviewed on last. So your mamz, even a mamzer can be on the bezin of dinim mamonis. And if you happen to be in the din Torah, and that dayan is going to paskin against you,
you're definitely
going to
identify him as a mamzer.
Exactly. If that's what the kavon of the Mishnah is, atinim chomazim, we already had that before. Where do we have that before? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Called Roy Lodin Din Nefashis, Roy Lodin Din Mamonis, Vyesh Roy Lodin Din Mamonis, Vain Roy Lodin Din Nefashis. There are some that are Roy Lodin Din Mamonis, but not Roy Lodin Din Nefashis. Vavina Ba, Lasuya Mai, what does that come to include? Review Lasuya Mamzer. So I already have. I have now two Mishnayas that go and take the case of the Mamzer. The Mefarshim ask, why does Nigmara bring from the Gemara, which you had a couple of days ago, that the Pasuk also comes to include Isuma B'Achas Me'enav, that we said that the Gabbe Nefashis, no good, based on Rivim and Egoim, but it would be okay for purposes of Dinim Mamonis. Anyway, but the Masa Agimura says I have now two Mishnahs that both say the same thing, that the difference between Momentus and Nefashis is who is Roi to be a Dayan, and one of those is a Mamzer.
What's different language? One's Kshirin, one's Roi Ladun. Is it like this?
No question. Abba Lamaisa Lasuyamai. Piyamar of Yudah Lasuyam Mamzer. And here it says Lasuyam Mamzer. Yes, Lasuyam Mamzer. Everything more Chalasuya Ger, Chalasuya Mamzer. Not Mamzer and Mamzer, but what is a Mamzer? One's a Ger. Utricha, the Ashbin and Ger, the Roi Lovu Bakol. I would say a Ger is Roi Lovu Bakol, and therefore that's why he can be a Dayan on Dini Mominus. Abba Mamzer, Emaloi. I would think the Mamzer cannot be on Dini Mominus because he's not even Roi Lovu Bakol. He's, you know, although he's Jewish, but he's totally disqualified to continue with the Jewish people in terms of getting married and all the rest. A mamzer is roy to be a member of a panel for dina mamonis because at least he comes tipa kshayra. In other words, the father of this individual was mizera Yisrael. Unfortunately, he lived with someone who was an erva, whether it was an eshes ish or whether it was incestuous. But at least the tipa of zera that created him came from a kosher source. Avager doy babi tipa kshayra. The ger where the Zera comes from, the father was a goy. Eimolai would think he'd be disqualified even from being a bezdin of three. That's why I have to have both mishnayos to tell you a bezdin of three. Yes, a bezdin of 23. No. Veinakol shelo didin fashin. My time, why takenat? The Tanur of Yosef. Kishem she bezdin menukim betzedek ach menukim mikol mum. Just like the bezdin, they all have to be menukim betzedek. In other words, the highest standards of honesty and integrity. That's why the old stuff to look at me come up. Amra may micro, what's the basis? Where do you take this from? It says in the Pasuk, Shirashirim, Kulach Yafari Rayasi, Mum Ein Bach. That you're totally Yafa, totally beautiful, no mumin. Frank Yavadoma Mum Mamish, maybe it means a physical mum as opposed to a spiritual Yichus Mum. Amra Bachra Yankov, Makro, you're right, I have a new Pasuk. Visyatvu Sham Imach. That these new, the 70 that were appointed now by Moshe Rabbeinu, they should stand together with you, Imach B'dayim Amlach. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a Meyuchas, the Sanhedrin has to be Meyuchas. Maybe we're talking about the Shechina, that it says in the Pasuk, V'tzalti min haruach asher lecha v'samti aleihem. I'm going to go and take some of the Shechina that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, have, and I'm going to share it with them. So that's V'siyat V'sham Imach B'dayim Amlach, but it's not referring to all but the dinim for all of eternity. So how do therefore the dil mahasam yishim shchina? So nothing to do with yichus. Elam nachma yitzak amakra. So in the pasuk v'nasu itach, itach b'doymum lach lihebe. That's the Rashi quoted this before. That we learned from this that Sanhedrin has to be doymum lach. Doymum lach means similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu is a total miyuchas. Therefore, they too have to be total miyuchasim. But that only applies to the 70 as Sanhedrin gedolah, Sanhedrin ktana. But a panel of three, you can even have a mamzer, you can even have a ger, no problem. Stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day. Lord.